Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 22, 1806. Only a day away. A very short journal entry today. The captains are busy writing letters to be sent when they arrive in St. Louis tomorrow. Also, tomorrow they will take the Mandan chief Shaheke to the public store to buy some clothes. Of course, he must be properly dressed in order to meet St. Louis polite society. Captain Clark writes,
"This morning being wet and the rain still continuing hard, and our party being all sheltered in the houses of those hospitable people, we did not think proper to proceed on until after the rain was over, and continued at the house of Mr. Pro. I took this opportunity of writing to my friends in Kentucky. At 10 a.m. it ceased raining, and we collected our party, and set out and proceeded on down to the cantonment at Coldwater Creek, about 3 miles up the Missouri on its southern bank. At this place we found Colonel Hunt and a Lieutenant Peters, and one company of artillerists. We were kindly received by the gentlemen at this place. Mrs. Wilkinson, the lady of the governor and general, we were sorry to find in delicate health. We were honored with a salute of guns and a hearty welcome. At this place there is a public store in which I am informed the U.S. have $60,000 worth of Indian goods." Captain William Clark, September 22, 1806.
Fort Bellefontaine, the cantonment, was in present-day St. Louis County, Missouri, near the mouth of Coldwater Creek. When established in 1805 by General Wilkinson, it was the first U.S. fort west of the Mississippi River. It included a government Indian factory as well as a military post. The factory was moved to Fort Osage in 1808. The fort itself was moved to higher ground because of flooding in 1810. It was finally abandoned in 1826. Mrs. Wilkinson, the governor's wife, was Anne Biddle Wilkinson, a distant relative of Nicholas Biddle, first editor of the journals. She died in 1807. Monday, St. Louis at last.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.